This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is another podcast of the World Wide Wave on joy.org.au.
Surfing the globe, bringing you news, views, and current affairs for the LGBT community. This is the World Wide Wave.
You're here with Chris and Shannon and Heath and myself, Matt, in the studio. Huge thank you to the guys from Generation Next. We love their show, all the young'uns. We're going to a very interesting country tonight. We're off to Lesotho. Now, where is this place? Well, it's a landlocked country entirely enveloped by South Africa. It has the third highest HIV rates in the world and sodomy laws against men who have sex with men. But could things be about to change? Is the government starting to soften its stance? And what is the role of religion? Could religion actually be an ally for LGBT rights? And what has brought the LGBT community and their parents out into the streets for the first time this year? We're going to find out tonight as we speak to TP. TP is from the Lesotho Matrix Support Group. This is the first legal LGBT group in Lesotho, representing the interests of the gay and lesbian community and advocating for their rights. It's a great interview and very interesting country, and I know you'll have lots of questions.
As always, we would love you to be part of the show. Simply send us an SMS on 0427JOY949. Send us an email in the studio to onair@joy.org.au or call the lovely Fernando on the front desk on 1300JOY949. But it's time to start with a song.
Tonight we're going to hear Hero by Lloyd Seal. So much of the music that's popular in Lesotho is actually South African music due to the geography. So Lloyd won the Best Pop Album at the South African Music Awards.
A little less straight than other radio stations. Joy 94.9.
Welcome to World Wide Wave. We're going to kick right off into fun, fast facts. Lesotho was a British protectorate and was not included in the Union of South Africa.
Which probably explains the sodomy laws that are in place because it came from the Brits.
Oh, what is up with the Brits?
They do share, don't they?
They really do suck.
Now, it's not the richest of countries, though. In fact, 40% of the population live below the poverty line, about $1.25 a day.
With 75% of the population in rural areas as well, so I'm sure that has some sort of a bearing on that figure.
Absolutely, and undoubtedly a bearing on LGBT rights and the ability to deliver programs.
Yep, and another thing that must have a bearing is the religious composition of Lesotho. It is 90% Christian, so overwhelmingly Christian. 45% are Protestants, and the remaining are mainly Roman Catholics.
Wow.
Yep, with members of other religions being represented, but comprising only 10%.
And we are going to explore religion a bit more when we speak with our guest TP in a few moments' time. Now, as far as being gay in Lesotho, well, it's not legal. Well, actually, no, that's not quite true. For men, it's not legal. So same-sex activities between guys, no. That's a no-go. It's a bit of a silent law, though. There's been nobody prosecuted on that since the 70s, so it's kind of there but not there.
This seems to be the go with the old British sodomy laws, doesn't it, that lesbian sex doesn't really exist, but gay man sex is a bit icky, so let's outlaw that.
That's right. It's okay to be a lesbian. It's legal to be a lesbian.
Wasn't that because Queen Victoria, or whatever number she was, didn't believe that sex between women was possible?
It was possible, that's right.
Yeah.
So that's why she never bothered passing a law.
But yeah. That was a few hundred years ago,
I think. Some people still believe that.
Move on. Yeah. Yeah. No same-sex marriage, of course, there. That's not on the cards.
Though, interestingly, it is on the cards in South Africa, which it's surrounded by. So you've got this country which still retains these sodomy laws, and then South Africa, which is now a leader in the whole region for very, very progressive LGBT rights.
But there doesn't seem to be too much seepage of those changes coming into Lesotho
no,
yet?
No, not yet. Not yet.
If we could just jump to right into adoption. The Child Welfare and Protection Act of 2011 governs adoption, and only married couples may adopt a child jointly. Single men and same-sex couples are not permitted to adopt. I thought that was quite interesting about single men.
Yeah, restricted to, it's one of those laws that you can't get married, therefore you aren't a couple, therefore you can't adopt. So they don't actually say gay people can't adopt. They just say only married people can adopt.
Yeah, so it's not very specific.
Hmm. Bit skewed there. We're also going to be talking a little bit about HIV. So HIV prevalence in Lesotho is around about 24%. So in urban areas, up to 50% of women under the age of 40 have HIV, and it is one of the hotspots that the UN is working towards making some changes, and in fact they are making some positive changes there, which we'll explore.
There is also a growing movement, the People's Charter Movement, calling for the practical annexation of the country by South Africa due to the AIDS epidemic, which infects a third of the population.
Wow, okay. We'll explore that a bit more as we go deep inside Lesotho to find out about LGBT rights and issues. And to do that, we will be speaking with TP from Lesotho's Matrix Support Group. But before we do, time for a bit more of this groovy, funky music. I'm getting quite into it.
And we have an incredibly exciting artist up next. We're going to hear Clean Country by Shoshani. So Shoshani is a lesbian artist, and she actually made her debut at the Namibian Annual Music Awards. However, in Namibia, it is still illegal to be gay. So she made her debut at an awards ceremony in a country where it is illegal for her to be what she is. And she was completely out at the time. She's actually half Namibian and half Belgian. So that might have something to do with it, a bit of Belgian protection. And interestingly, in Belgium, it's obviously a very liberal country and it's completely legal to be a lesbian. So it's a very interesting tension she's got going on there.
Fantastic. Go Shoshani. This is the World Wide Wave.
This is Audrey Gochran, the director of Amnesty International's Africa program on the World Wide Wave.
Hello, you're on World Wide Wave, the show that takes you around the world one country at a time, and tonight we are in Lesotho. So Lesotho, for those listeners who do not know, as I did not, is a tiny landlocked country in the middle of South Africa, and we asked TP of the Matrix Support Group to tell us a little bit about the organisation. The Matrix Support Group started actually in 2010 from a group of 10 volunteers. So this is a really good story to show what a small group of dedicated people can do.
When you talk of LGBTI, we're talking of lesbians, bisexual, gay, transgender and intersex community. These people, it's not like a community in Lesotho. These people are all over the... Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, the community, those LGBTI individuals live everywhere in the world, just like heterosexual people. So, but then the LGBTI community is a marginalized community within the heterosexual community due to the heteronormative norms that we do have within our countries and globally, internationally, yes. In Lesotho, like other countries and other countries, we do have a group of LGBTI members who came together to fight against the challenges that they come through. And then currently, we have the organization. Yes, they came together as the LGBTI members because of the challenges they were faced with. But then currently we do have an existing LGBTI organization in Lesotho that is called Matrix Support Group.
Okay.
It's a membership-based organization. It is based in Maseru, Lesotho. Maseru is our town. We don't have a city. It's our town in Lesotho. And then most of the members from the organization, the members of the organization are within Maseru and from the countryside. The aim of establishing the aim of the organization is to create an environment whereby the LGBTI members can freely regardless of their sexual orientation or gender identity, contribute in the political, economical and social development of our country.
TP, can you tell me, can you give a bit of background for our listeners about what the situation is legally in Lesotho? So I read that sodomy is still illegal, but no one has been convicted since the 70s, but it can be used sometimes against people who would like to implement, for example, HIV programs involving LGBT groups.
Okay. Thank you for the question. Currently, we do have an existing sodomy law, but then it is a toothless dog, even though it is a barrier in implementing the HIV programs, like you said. But then it is contradicting with the Sexual Offences Act of 2003. But currently, it's not easy for us to do the implementation of health programs or to even protect our LGBTI community because of the challenges, because of the law itself. So currently, even the government to help us out or to contribute in the work that we are doing, especially on advocacy on health issues or human rights issues, it's never easy because of the sodomy law that is existing.
TP, the government has given some degree of support to your organisation. Am I correct in saying you are the first legal LGBT organisation in Lesotho?
Yes, you are right. The government has been trying to help through Ministry of Health, because what was happening was that through the advocacy work that our activists and then our organisation has been doing, it had the voices of the activism and of the advocacy we were doing and the lobbying that we were doing. But then the problem was with the sodomy law that we can't help you people because it's more like we are promoting sodomy in the country.
Can you tell us the types of activities that the Matrix support group undertakes?
Okay, as the organisation, the fact that it's a rainbow organisation, we split the programs within the organisation to make sure that we meet each and everyone's interest within the organisation. So currently, we do have a program on gay men and bisexual men, where we focused mostly on health-related issues, because we are doing the VCT. The advocacy, we are distributing the condoms and lubricants. We are doing the health and human rights education to all men who have sex with other men. And then we also have the outreaches that we do in the country, especially in districts, where we visit other LGBTI communities. And it's not specifically to only the LGBTI individuals, but it's inclusive even to the heterosexual group, so that we make sure that we sensitize the entire community that is living in Lesotho. And then it's not only on the MSM, the gay men and bisexual project, but also on lesbians and bisexual women and on transgender and intersex community.
Made in Melbourne, for Australia and the world. Join 94.9.
It's a worldwide wave, and that was the voice of TP from Lesotho's Matrix support group. As you said there, Chris, a group of, you know, about 10 people got together and decided, hey, we need to do something here.
Yeah, and it kind of shows you, it's a really encouraging look at what grassroots activism can do, because, you know, these 10 people were 10 gay-identified people who decided they needed to start a discussion, just a discussion about LGBT rights. And now, barely 5 years later, they're working with government, they're changing policy, you know, they're implementing some of the first HIV programs with the LGBT community. It's amazing.
And interesting, the comments from TB there about the inclusiveness of the organisation. So they are very conscious that trans and intersex people need to be included in these policies.
Absolutely. And not just trans and intersex people, but, you know, the community surrounding the people who need support to really, you know, TP was saying off air, to change the hearts and minds of the community, which I think is a really noble thing to do.
I thought that was quite admirable when she's like, this is, you know, it's inclusive. This is everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone. And I was talking to TP about the fact that when they go in for something like a big policy change, for example, they're trying to overturn the sodomy laws, instead of just applying to government, they also go out into the community, and they've been showing films and opening up discussions and debates so that people really have an understanding of how 3D and how real these issues are, and who, you know, being able to put faces to the people who are affected by laws like these.
Maybe Australia could learn something from what they're doing.
Absolutely, absolutely. And interesting, you mentioned their HIV programs there. So the program that Matrix is actually driving there is the first HIV program that targets men who have sex with men. So previous government reports have identified people like sex workers, migrant labourers, factory workers, long-distance truck drivers as high-risk groups, but they somehow never thought that men who have sex with men would actually be in the high-risk group. So this is the first program to directly go out and talk to and educate men who have sex with men.
Yeah, it's really wonderful.
Very progressive and doing great work there in Lesotho. Now, we are going to hear a bit more from TP shortly, but hey, let's get into some more of this Lesothan music, would it be? Lesothan.
Well, this one is another South African classic, actually. Destiny by Zahara, who won the Best Female Artist in 2012 at the South African Music Awards.
It's worldwide.
This is Eve from Cameroon on Joy 94.9.
It's the World Wide Wave, the show that takes you around the globe one country at a time. And you can actually stay in touch with us right throughout the week. We post stories from around the world. It's your repository, rather than suppository, of international LGBT news nice. And current affairs. So go to Facebook, like us. It's World Wide Wave or W3Joy. Now, tonight we have stopped off in Lesotho, a small landlocked country completely surrounded by South Africa, and exploring some of the challenges of being gay and some of the hopeful parts of the gay community in Lesotho. And we're speaking with TP from the Lesotho Matrix Support Group.
Could you tell me a little bit, now that we're on the topic of religion, about inclusive and affirming ministries? Because I read that Lesotho is a very Christian country and this can be a blocker to opening up dialogue about the LGBTI community. But then I noticed that Matrix has worked with an organisation called Inclusive and Affirming Ministries to advocate for faith-based communities to become more inclusive. So that sounds like a very progressive measure in what is otherwise a very non-progressive situation.
Yes, on the activities that I've been talking about, mentioning like integration of spirituality and sexuality, counseling, and then because we usually trained our level one counselors so that to create a safe environment for our LGBTI women need counseling services, and then for dialogue programs we work with straight from Cape Town.
Okay, that's
the one that you have just you have just asked me about. And again, we do have the campaigns that we do in our country as to voice out the challenges that we come across or we are faced with, just to break the silence the government has on us. As currently, I think by next month, but on the 11th, we're going to have another campaign that we call, that is named Breaking the Silence on Homophobia, Transphobia, and Patriarchy and Sexism. Just to bring the government in table or to voice out so that they can help us say and say, okay, fine, this is our stand on this one. Not only Minister of Health, but engage within the lawmakers and whoever is there.
It sounds like a very high-level conversation to have and a very important one. Can you tell me a bit more about the rights of trans people in Lesotho? Because I remember you mentioned to me once that Lesotho is actually quite progressive when it comes to laws concerning trans people.
Focusing on the laws. The only law that we have that is restricting people from getting whatever they want is the only sodomy law of 1979. On transgender people, I think we don't have the policies that are policies protecting the transgender or intersex individuals. We currently can say, okay, fine, we have something in table that says no to transgender. But then it's all about, I think it's all about the culture and religion that we have. Because people tend to be stereotyped because of the pressure from religion and then from the religion and culture.
Now, TP, one of the things that one of the exciting things that has happened is this year you held your first Pride March. Can you tell us how that came about?
The Idaho event, not the Pride.
Yes,
we
the Idaho event.
The Pride yet? Yes, yes. It was the Idaho event. That one was okay. It was successful, but somehow not successful. Because comparing it to the previous Idaho activities that we did, it was the first match that we had. And then knowing that because of the external, like I talked of the environmental factors, including the culture and religious factors, most people didn't show up to the match. It didn't come out as expected, as I was expecting it. But then most people were surprised that, okay, now lots of people are coming out. But then due to my expectation, it didn't come out as I was expecting it. And then the most successful thing of it was that the parents managed to join us as LGBTI community just to sit down with us and understand clearly what is happening. And then we also prayed them. We also prayed them prayer for Bobby, just to maybe show, indicate the challenges that some people are going through, and then the impact it is bringing to the LGBTI community, and then how best can we solve it, focusing on the religious factor. Yes.
What do you think the future holds, or what do you hope will come about for LGBT people in Lesotho?
From the work that I've been doing in the past few weeks, including last week, I think it's going to bring the positive results.
We're totally bent. For your listening pleasure. Joy 94.9.
And it's the World Wide Wave, and that was the voice of TP from the Lesotho Matrix Support Group. Still very positive, so lots of things going on, and we mentioned before this has all pretty much happened in a very short space of time. The Pride March, the first Pride March this year for Idaho Day March.
Yeah, apparently numbers weren't as high as they were expecting, but I think, you know, any numbers at all is pretty amazing, especially to increase visibility for these issues.
Absolutely. I mentioned there of friends and family coming along to support, which is really important. They said they screened the movie Prayer for Bobby, which is all about a mother's who first of all pushes her son away, the son commits suicide, and then the mother then becomes one of the greatest advocates for the gay community. So I'm sure that would hit home to a lot of parents who were watching that in Lesotho.
Sounds like it's a very different experience too than what happened when we were talking last week about Georgia, you know, and that whole violence and everything that happened at their march. This sounds completely different.
Yeah, TP mentioned that he applied for the permit to have the march, and it was granted within a week. They were expecting to come up against a wall, but instead there was nothing. Just real interest, actually, from the ministry about what they were doing and what they were advocating for.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
There is some mention in media reports of some violence against gays and lesbians, more particularly lesbians, but even that seems to be decreasing, so perhaps indications of increasing acceptance.
Yeah, and TP noted that compared to South Africa, where, for example, conversion rape of lesbians has been occurring and obviously has been in the news, in Lesotho the numbers are very low or not existent at the moment, and he thinks a reason for that is the fact that Matrix really tries to work in an integrated way in the communities. So, you know, not just implementing laws from top down, but working with parents and with school groups and things like that from the bottom up as well.
And with religion.
And
so
with
they've
religion.
Gone to 90% of the country is Christian, and they've gone to Christian churches and said, hey, let's do something about accepting LGBT people.
Yeah, and this isn't a secret organisation either. You know, it's not something that's subtly shifting in the religious framework. There's a proper organisation called Inclusive and Affirming Ministries. They have a website and they work to advocate for faith-based communities to become more inclusive LGBTI people.
So these are some really fantastic progressive things happening in Lesotho. I'm sure still a long way to go. I don't think anybody's going to come out and say that they're at the end of their journey, but certainly with people like TP, they're driving things along and getting some good support from NGOs and some government acceptance. Some great progress coming along in Lesotho. I think we need some more Lesothan music.
So we're back to Shoshani, this wonderful lesbian artist from Namibia and Belgium. And this song, Minority, has been hailed as a gay anthem. So listen out for some very powerful lyrics in this song.
You're listening to the World Wide Wave on Joy 94.9.
Where tonight we have been in Lesotho, a landlocked country surrounded by South Africa, exploring the issues there. And that music was Minority from Shoshani, a lesbian performer from the region there. If you'd like to send us a message, you can get us on 0427 Joy 949. Phone Fernando at the front there on 1300 Joy 949 or email us on air at joy.org.au. Time for a worldwide wrap. This is where we cruise around the world looking for news and exciting things for the LGBT community. Who wants to kick
off? I'll go with it. We're jumping the ditch. That's right. We've started the boats and we're in New Zealand. And, well, so there's been a contest for the Labour Party leadership. It's been taken out by David Cunliffe, but the guy who came second was my local MP and openly gay MP, Grant Robertson. He came in second, so that's really cool.
Do you get
cool.
a prize for second?
He does. He gets my everlasting love. He's very lucky. And so basically, it's a campaign for the top job process. Cunliffe basically emerged as the favourite. He took 51% of the overall vote. Robertson received just on 33%. And also, while we're still in New Zealand, the New Zealand, basically, gay campaigner Peter Taylor has just died. And the New Zealand AIDS Foundation has just paid tribute to him. The executive director, Sean Robinson, said it was impossible to summarise in a sentence what Peter Taylor gave back to the gay community in New Zealand in his lifetime. And among many other things, Peter was one of the New Zealand AIDS Foundation's first safe sex poster boys, and he was a valued member of the Board of Trustees in 2007.
Oh, very sad to hear about his passing. Going over to Turkey now, we also have another LGBT representative running for office, a Turkish man, and I apologise for my pronunciation, Can Cavusoglu will run in the Jizaran district of Balunchak in May 2014 for the local election. So he will become the first ever openly gay mayor in the country. And he has declared himself as a gay activist, writer, thinker, painter, humanist and women's rights activist, which I think is quite wonderful.
Woohoo, he's on our side. Across to Ireland now, the Education Ministry has launched new policies to combat anti-gay and anti-trans bullying. So these are mandatory things that they are bringing into their schools there to address homophobic and transphobic bullying. And they are developing education and prevention strategies that will help address those in schools. Very progressive. And what else have we got? Bhutan? We've got some SMSs coming in. Rebecca, I love the Shoshani track. Yes, we do too, Rebecca. That's a great a great music. And oh, look, another one. So Hannah, great tunes. Hello, Hannah. We
lots
are
of
loving
love for the
music
tonight. Yeah, lots of great stuff coming out of this region.
And who would have thought? I mean, when we did sort of first pick up on Lesotho as a country, we're thinking, oh my gosh, how are we going to find some music? But the wealth of music that's out there, and a lesbian singer as well, just to boot. Now back to Bhutan, where lawmakers have come out. One of the key lawmakers. So this is an area in the Himalayan region, and one of their lawmakers has come out and said that the country needs to revisit its laws criminalising gay sex because community attitudes are changing.
Wonderful.
And that's a part of being a democracy, he says. Nepal in the region has been really, really at the forefront of LGBT rights, and one of their lead politicians, openly gay politicians, has just stood down, actually. Yeah. And one more for the entertainment buffs.
Oh, nice.
Share. I'm really not quite sure if how I look. I'll go with it anyway. She's turned down a gig at the Sochi Olympics in protest of Russia's anti-gay laws. She joins along this, so I wonder if there's a bit of publicity in this, but anyway. Look, she has been a supporter of the gay community for many years, so she said, no, I won't perform at Sochi.
And I wonder who's going to be next. One Direction, maybe.
They are really scraping, aren't they?
This is the World Wide Wave. Let's get some more of this wonderful music.
Last up tonight, we have Webaba by Boozy Miongo.
Hallo en goedenavond. This is Elko, listening in from the Netherlands on World Wide Wave, the latest LGBT news and current affairs on joy.org.au.
And in fact, if you've liked our show and you want to listen back to some of our other shows, you can go to the Joy website, joy.org.au/worldwidewave, where you can find our past shows podcast, and you can download them for free. Did you know Joy is one of the most podcasted radio stations in Australia?
Fact.
Tonight we've been in Lesotho, so a country in the very south of Africa, and exploring things. A big thank you to TP, who spent some time with us from the Matrix support group. Also, thank yous to Rebecca and Hannah, who sent in their messages. Yangfar on Facebook messaged us, and Fernando for the front desk, and a hello to Richard listening out in Sydney.
Wonderful. And tonight we are closing off with Webaba, which is produced by...
Say that again, Webaba.
Webaba, sorry. I just had to check how many bubbas there were at the end, by Boosie Malongo. So this is a bit of a tragic story, actually. Boosie passed away in 2010 after a battle with cancer, and the president of the country at the time attended her birthday, which was a concert to raise money for her treatment. She's still held in very high esteem by the South African music industry. And a big shout out to Trish Cotter, who was a Melbourne cancer prevention specialist and provided this song for us.
Thanks, Trish, for being a part of the show and giving us a great hint on some of the great music we've had. Stick around. Coming up, we've got Christian and his cohorts with the Vixen Hour. They're exploring what happens when celebrities slag off sex workers. So how should sex workers respond in the media? And another intriguing show from our friends in the Vixen Hour. This has been the World Wide Wave. Shannon, Chris, Heath and Matt, and we'll catch you same bat time next week on the World Wide Wave.
Thank you for listening to the World Wide Wave podcast. We're always looking for interested guests and news tips. You can email us at worldwidewave@joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.